Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm going to be pulling a card from Wisdom of the Oracle deck by Colette Baron-Reed. And my intention, as always, is what do you need to hear right now? What do you need to know about? And first card that came up was Serendipity, but I feel like there's another card in here. There it is. Oh, it flew on the floor, though. The card is Flexible. This was one of my first decks that I ever got, and it is my jumpiest deck. If I want a deck that the cards are going to fly out of and I don't have to choose, this is the one I pick. I have two that are quite jumpy, and this one is the most. And funny enough, they're both Colette Baron-Reed decks. Very interesting. They work with my energy really well. Okay, so we're going to be reading from the book for both of these first, and then we'll go into the intuitive reading. And I'm going to read them in the order they came out. The first one was Serendipity. The essential meaning is opportunity, aligned with realness, the awareness of synchronicity, luck and good fortune, appearing as symbols and signs, magical alignment of events. And this deck has a few different messages. The oracle message, the relationship message, prosperity, and protection. And I'm going to let my pendulum choose which one is for the listeners today. Let me see. Okay, so my pendulum chose prosperity message. You are in the right place at the right time. Be grateful, for the stars are aligned in your favor and fortune is smiling on you. Victory and success are yours. The choices you have made in the past have prepared you for the opportunities now before you. This is your lucky moment. The timing is perfect. And oh my goodness, I just noticed something. The first card that came out was card number 18, Serendipity. The second card that came out was number 19, Flexible. Oh my. Oh, got lots of tingles there. Okay, the essential meaning is teachability, open-mindedness, being adaptable without compromising what's most important. And now I'm going to ask my pendulum whether the oracle message, the relationship message, prosperity, or protection message is the best one to read for this episode. And for this one, it's the protection message. When you or someone else becomes too rigid, you'll lose the access to growth and untapped potential and find yourself in an us versus them scenario. Loosen up, open your mind and heart, and see if a more flexible approach feels better. Rigidity will set you up for a fight where there is only losers and no winners. Could you find a way to bring about a result that is mutually beneficial? Meet in the middle. Spirit makes a great mediator. I feel like the flexibility and the importance of being flexible so that you can allow the universe and allow your higher self to do its work and you're not fighting against the flow. And the way we can prevent rigidity and help ourselves to be more flexible is to focus on this serendipity. So, and focus on all the ways that the universe, that your higher self, that your spirit team is supporting you and guiding you and trusting and leaning into all those signs, all those little inklings that you are being guided and supported and loved. And then it's easier to trust into the universe and your higher self, and you're able to be more flexible because you don't have to control everything. It's not your job to control everything. You can let it go and allow the universe to do the work for you instead of you trying to muddle through and like inch your way trying to get towards the goal and push through, when it's so much easier to sit back and allow the universe to do that work for you. So I feel like those two work together really, really nicely. I feel like this approach is the most aligned way to move through change and move through struggle or turmoil or any challenges, is to kind of sit back and not be at the forefront, not be plowing through trying to make the change. I feel like it's allowing the soul, allowing the universe to put the pieces in place, so you only have to step, you only have to walk, you don't have to put so much force into moving forward. It's more casual and less draining, takes less energy, and it's more joyful and more pleasant for you, for me, for everyone, when we can walk to our purpose, walk to on our path, walk towards our goals in a more easeful way. I think all of us want that. We just don't know how to do that. And the how is recognizing all of the ways that you're supported. When you have no idea, when you don't sense or feel or acknowledge the ways that your soul is working in your life, the way that the universe and your spirit team are working in your life, it's so easy to feel like you're all alone. It's easy to feel like it's all on you. And it's really easy to feel like you have to push through and plow through. And I feel like what I'm supposed to share is some ways, some techniques, some invitations to allow your team and everyone on the spirit side to show up more for you, but also things that you can do to recognize how they're already showing up, but and all the new things that are going to come, so we can recognize them. Because it's not just asking your spirit team to help you and bring these things into your life and support you. Yes, that's important. But if you don't recognize it as it's coming, it doesn't really stick. It seems to just kind of fall off, and it doesn't keep the ball rolling. The more you acknowledge, the more you thank, the more you reciprocate love for all the things that they're doing, the energy just snowballs and gets more and more and more. By ignoring it, you are putting a block to it. So it's not going to come nearly as much or as more powerfully as it could. So it's a double thing. Like, you having one without the other is not as strong. But pairing them together is greater than the sum of their parts. They just amplify. So the things that the majority of the people can do to help recognize all these wonderful, magical things that are coming into their life is, well, journaling comes first. I think, like, the majority of the people, that would be very beneficial, because they need to not just mentally acknowledge it. It needs to be written down. It needs to be recorded so that they can go back in a week and see all the amazing things that maybe they forgot about. Because in the moment, you might recognize and be like, oh, that's awesome. And then an hour or two later, another thing happens. Oh man, that was awesome. But, and then you tend to do it at one-off times and you just focus on one at a time. But when you look at them as a whole, you're like, wow, I am so supported. There's so many synchronicities. There's just so many things happening. It feels so magical. And looking at it at the whole is really important. So it doesn't necessarily have to be journaling, as some people have aversions to journaling and going deep and like getting all their thoughts on paper. I'm talking about taking notes. This could be something on your phone. It could just be a piece of paper. You notice something, you write it down. You notice something, you write it down. Nothing too extravagant. This is just for your notes to prove to yourself later that this happened and to remind yourself more than proof. And you can, every morning, what I would do is to talk to my spirit team, talk to your higher self, talk to your guides, talk to the universe, talk to everyone and everything that has your highest good at heart, and ask them to show up in your life, to guide you and support you on your path to your most aligned and your brightest future. And you can add more details or more specificities that are aligned with you and what your goals are. I would encourage to focus in on your heart when you're saying this. And you can even say the things that my heart is truest, that I want to bring forward, the things in my life that will be in my life that are the most aligned with my heart and my highest good. And focusing on those things and helping that energy move in and flow is going to be very helpful. And setting that intention at the beginning of the day also helps you, reminds you, and helps you to keep your awareness open to seeing things. And they can be very, very subtle. Like, I think I've said this before, but my sign from one of my grandpas is a blue jay. So if I see a blue jay and I smile and go, ha, I feel it in my heart when it's him. It's just like a little glimmer. It's like a little spark, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of, it feels like I'm with you. I got you. I'm here with you. Even if he isn't able to help with everything, it's just like, I'm here. I'm just in the room. You're not alone. And I just get that feeling of not being alone, that little warmth, that little energetic hug. So, and it can be very subtle. It can just be like a little, just that little warm feeling. Granted, the first time that he connected with me, it had to be very, very loud and very large. And I felt it physically. Like, he pushed his arm on my shoulder and like I felt my arm go down. And I was just like, okay, that cemented it, made me go, okay, that's real. And then every time after that, I haven't needed a strong sign, just a little warmth. And I think of him and I'm like, okay, I can take that as my sign from him. I was a little stubborn at first, and so was he. So that's why he broke the barrier. And yet all these little inklings, a thought that pops in your head out of nowhere, may just take note of it. Seeing angel numbers or repeating numbers or numbers in pattern that happen on a regular basis. So throughout the day, you keep noticing 111, 222, 333, 444, or every day you see 111, 111, 111. If you notice these patterns, write it down, make note of it. Or, you know, you can always write it down, even if you're not sure if it's a pattern, but by making note of it, you can see if there's a pattern or not. It doesn't hurt anybody or anything just to write it down. These are your notes. They're not for anyone else. Some other things that might happen is you could, just listening to conversations. So either on the TV, on the radio, or just walking past somebody and hearing certain words, that could also be signs and synchronicities. So let's say, if you asked a very specific thing, so what if you asked your spirit guides to send you a rose? Just say, like, my sign, I want to know that I'm supported, I'm on my path, that you're guiding me, can you send me a rose? You walk past somebody, and maybe those two people are talking, and the one's name is Rose, and they're like, oh, Rose, you're so silly, or whatever they're saying. Maybe hear the word Rose. That's your sign. Maybe a little bit later, there's a kid with a backpack and the backpack is covered in roses. And maybe later on, you walk by the store and their flower display, there's a lot of roses. And you walk past, you just keep noticing all these roses everywhere. And so it's not just that yes, your higher self is bringing these roses to you, but they're also bringing your awareness to those roses. Even if they've been there the whole time, your awareness hasn't been dialed into that. That awareness piece, where your focus is going, they help bring those ideas and that focus to you. So that's also part of it. Some people like to maybe ration it away as, yeah, those things are all over the place. Yeah, but you never noticed them before. So that's part of it. And I find also comparing something that's maybe more random or by accident per se than something that's a sign is you kind of feel it in your heart. I feel it in my heart, or I get tingles. So by writing down all the things that you've noticed and maybe how you felt, you can start to realize what your signals and signs are for when you're recognizing a synchronicity or a sign or a symbol from your team or whatever. And you start to tap in and listen to yourself, because everyone's going to be different. But I'm going to say that the majority of people, that when you focus on your heart, you're going to get a true or stronger answer, or an answer that's less head based and more love, more connected to your higher self, because your higher self's strongest connection is in your heart. So that is why I always ask to focus on your heart. It's a very strong energy center, and it's got a very intense connection to the higher self. It's not just like from the crown all the way down. I feel like there's a real strong, like the higher self, like really is embodied in that heart space. And that's where our strong communication takes place. I feel like the main theme for the whole thing is focusing in on yourself and your heart instead of the surrounding world and the circumstances. Letting your higher self and your heart guide you through life and through these moments, and letting the rest fall away, or maybe not fall away, just you're focused. You're not focused on them. You're focused on yourself. So it's easy to let what needs to fall away, fall away. We're not holding on to them. And this week, I'm launching a new session. If you are in the Spruce Grove, Alberta area, I am doing a quantum healing hypnosis sessions. It's a hypnosis technique developed by Dolores Cannon. And in this hypnosis session, we go to your past lives or past memories of this life. And then we also talk to your higher self. This is bit of a longer session. The actual hypnosis part is up to 2 hours, and then there's about an hour beforehand and up to a couple hours afterwards if needed. And the whole process is really wonderful, because being able to experience talking to your higher self and your spirit team, if so need be, is really, really beautiful. And a lot of people, even a lot of really intuitive people that do this kind of work themselves, being guided by somebody else is really beautiful and really unlocks more doors and opens the perspective and gets a little bit deeper. And it's a really beautiful experience, and I really enjoy guiding people through them. It feels wonderful to watch them have these beautiful transformative experiences. And I also have openings for my intuitive sessions. My soul reading and healing session is always a favorite of many people, including myself, where I use the Akashic Records to go into your past lives and uncover what needs to be healed, what needs to be looked at, what needs to be learned from. And you can ask specific questions about any struggles you're having at the moment. And then we also do energy healings to work on your energetic body and uncover what needs to be uncovered. And I also have my business expansion and empowerment sessions, which help you connect with the energies of your business. And we work through the issues and struggles you're having in this season of your business. And then I also have my intuitive development sessions, which are designed, and the intention is to help grow your intuition. So we ask your higher self what strategies and what tools and what area that would be the most beneficial for you to focus on for your intuition development at this time. So If you would like to get in contact with me, I would love to hear from you. My website is www.spruceenergyhealing.com. On Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, I am all Spruce Energy Healing. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.